The crocus sack is what you want the crocus bag or sack.
Crocus bag or sack. Do you know how it got that name?
No, I don't. No, do you?
I sure don't. I had never heard
it. Crocus. Because there's another burlap. It's made of burlap. But we used to never, the older people, I never heard them call it burlap bag. They always said a crocus sack or crocus bag. But I don't know why it's so called.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument about this big that you hold to your mouth and blow?
Harmonica.
Okay. And what about another musical instrument that you hold between your teeth and you pick like that?
Yeah, that's, I've never heard it called anything but the juice harp. Not juice, but juice.
Juice harp.
Because I've never heard it said, I don't think, except the colored people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I've ever heard it called.
Okay, great. And what do you call a piece of playground equipment that has a long board here and it's on a something like this and it goes up and down?
A seesaw.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now, have you ever heard it say that it used to be called a joggle board? No, that's something different.
What's
joggle
that?
Board, do you know about the joggle board? Well, that had a framework at each end with a board that ran through them, and you just joggled on it. It would move up and down, and children loved it.
Oh, bad.
But that was the joggle board. No, that's the seesaw that goes up and down.
Okay. And do you have a name for a homemade merry-go-round?
Yes, I know what you mean there, because I've heard it called a flying Jenny. But we call the merry-go-rounds name all since I was a child. That's all I've ever called them. But I have heard the other word name.
Okay, what do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
The grindstone?
Mm-hmm.
They used to, if you mean have reference to that old grinding stone.
Oh, well, I was thinking of something smaller that you hold, well.
A whetstone.
Okay.
The whetstone. That.
Uh-huh. And the grindstone is one that you turn like
that's
this.
Right. Uh-huh. The grind axes are larger implements on. I guess farm tools more or less.
Mm. Okay. And could you tell me some different names for kinds of fences?
Well, there's the rail fence made with the rails that stack crosswise. And like, then there's the picket fence, was made of the palings.
Is that like a rail fence, sort of?
Yes.
And it zigzags?
Uh-huh, that's right. And there was the picket fence, which were palings, made of palings. They were boards cut with a little point at the top, and you nailed them along a few inches apart on rails. And that was a picket fence. And that used to be very popular around the old homes, rather than wire.
So when you say palings, that's what you mean, the ones
palings.
That
you put quite on? Yes, it would be the same, as far as I know, as a picket fence.
Okay.
Palings. There might have been some difference now in the, like, when you have rails to the stairs, you can have a different style. Some are small, some are broad, larger, but the paling, I think, is the same as the picket fence, as far as I know.
Okay, great. Do the rail fences have any other names? I can't think of any, but are there any special names for?
Not that I know of either. No, I can't think of any.
Okay. Suppose you had too many people spending the night here and you had to make a bed on the floor. What would you call it?
Pallet.